Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Discover how you can take charge of the all-new Corsa E on opel.ie. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night heard that the leaving cert should be replaced with predictive grades once again this year. Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley says a decision needs to be made now to give students some certainty. And Senator Dooley is with us now. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
I'm also joined by Anne Pigott, President of the ASTI. So, Timmy Dooley, what's your logic here?
Well, look, I think the reality is, Claire, this is a very traumatic time for students and parents of the class of 2021 sitting the Leaving Cert. You take into context that they've missed 3 months of face-to-face education last year. It now looks like they won't be in class for January. And whilst they accept that teachers and students in the main are making a concerted effort to try and handle the online learning, that's a big problem for a lot of students. There's issues around low-income families where there isn't equipment in the home. There are some students who find it very difficult to concentrate. They have learning issues and they learn much better in a class and a school environment. So we recognise that the virus is at a very advanced level within the community at the moment. It has spiked way further than anyone would have predicted, and we could talk about that again. But it's highly unlikely that we're going to have the same level of FaceTime teaching that would ordinarily take place between here and the sitting of the traditional Leaving Cert. So my view is that we need to call it and call it pretty quickly, give some certainty to the students. I do accept, though, that the vaccine is rolling out pretty much as quickly as we can get our hands on it, and things will improve as we progress towards the summer. I certainly think that
that's
are some
the point, isn't it?
Things
will look very different, won't they, in June, hopefully.
Hopefully, Claire, but you know, if you talk, and I'm sure you do, and I don't have exclusive rights to speak on behalf of students, but I talked to many of them, and I spoke this morning to my colleague Eugene Murphy, Senator Eugene Murphy, who was telling me of the same situation. We can't wait to see how it goes in May, June, depending on how the manufacture of the virus progresses. The reality is we need to give certainty now.
Okay, but
we need to, and we also need to clear up some of the difficulties that arose. I mean, I accept last year was a particular crisis. We had to put a plan in place relatively quickly, and there were problems with the predicted grades. There were children, young students, in some of the grind schools, for the want of a better word, who would have expected to get a better outcome, but because of the standardisation process, they were disenfranchised.
Okay.
That needs to be addressed. So the sooner you make a decision,
yeah, you can iron out those problems.
You can iron out the problems because at the end of the day, this isn't about sitting a Leaving Cert.
The person who's in charge, though,
qualification and a place in college.
If I can just ask
you
a question. The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, your own party colleague, she doesn't agree with you. She has said she's adamant that the Leaving Cert will go ahead as normal, and that's still her position, isn't it?
Well, the great thing about any political party, once you're part of it, you get an opportunity to get your point across. I thought last night's meeting was very good, open discussion. There are different views and ideas put forward. None of us are representing ourselves per se. We're representing parents and students who we have spoken to. And I can understand where the minister is coming from initially from a department point of view. Of course, in an ideal world, we all would have wanted to keep the certainty that existed prior to the emergence of the virus, to continue effectively as we are. It's so much easier to do things when you don't introduce change. But the virus has introduced a massive disruption that has, you know, huge repercussions across society and in the education sector too. So the measure of the political system, in my view, is based on our capacity to respond.
Okay.
And I think the minister listened attentively to what she heard last night. And I would be hopeful that over the coming days and weeks, that there will be a change in the thinking around the inability to sit the traditional Leaving Cert as we know it. However, I do believe, as the vaccine rolls out, that it should be possible for those students who want to or are not happy with their predicted grades or through the standardisation process would have an opportunity, as they did last year, to sit a Leaving Cert in the traditional way.
When?
Well, Claire, you're asking me to look into a crystal ball and tell you when the virus will be got under control.
No, I'm just wondering whether you'll have a dual system. You'll have people doing the predicted grades and then you'll have people in June taking the exam and you'll have a choice. Is that what you're suggesting?
you can get to a point where you can hold the exam in June, but I think it would take a very foolhardy individual at this stage to predict and say that it will be possible to sit the Leaving Cert in June. I certainly don't have the expertise, the foresight or the crystal ball to predict that.
Let's bring in Anne Pickett now. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Claire.
President of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland, and your organisation believes that the state exams should go ahead as planned.
Yeah, it's January. We have a long time to go. I think it's very easy for these exams to go ahead. The reason schools aren't operating at the moment is because we want the levels of the virus to go down. Once that's done, we expect everybody back to school. We expect everything running normally. And we expect that the exams can certainly go ahead in a fairly normal fashion.
Things are already really disrupted, aren't they? Because we have the online learning, and Timmy Dooley has outlined the problems with that, which would be familiar to so many parents and students listening. But the mock exams, some schools have decided not to run them.
Well, I think one of the companies has withdrawn for whatever reason they've done that. But there is another company that is still providing papers. Some schools might decide not to run the mock exams to save time, which might be an idea. But I am quite concerned about Mr. Dooley's assertion that the Leaving Cert should not be run. It seems quite unusual that somebody from the party of the minister who is committed to the exam would be calling for them to be eradicated now. And this really is creating more stress and more hysteria among the community.
Timmy, what do you say to that?
I don't want to start apportioning blame. There are some parents who have contacted me that were somewhat concerned about the unions not having accepted the position of the public health officials in the last number of days and being back in the class at this stage. I don't think that's helpful to divide the situation by getting into those kind of negative arguments, and I don't intend to. So I think the representative there from the ASTI would be well, I think, versed in accepting my bona fides as a public representative representing the students. I understand her role as representing the teachers. I have a duty to represent students and their parents, and I'm doing it to the best of my ability. I don't believe that it is inappropriate to have a discussion and an open and public debate about this.
You wouldn't have to raise this issue or raise the prospect of the Leaving Cert being cancelled if the teachers were back in the classroom with the Leaving Cert students. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't have to raise this issue if there was no virus, Claire. I'm not attempting to suggest that there isn't real issues about the concerns of teachers. Teachers have also been in touch with me who are concerned for their health and the health of their families. And I get that. But I think we need to work collaboratively. All I was reflecting was just a response to the point that the other contributor made. I think it's better that we have this in a collaborative, open and frank manner. Have the discussion. Try to get to an outcome. The reality is that no outcome will satisfy everybody. It's not an ideal situation. The context is not ideal. What I'm suggesting, in my view, it's the best worst option. We would all be much happier if we could have run along the traditional lines. I'm sure teachers, I'm sure the union would be much happier if there was no virus and they could be in the classroom teaching.
Okay,
as well.
Some listeners are getting in touch with us, plenty of them. In fact, the Leaving Cert must go ahead, says Mary. We must get on with life. We could have the virus here for years. Someone else says calling for a Leaving Cert dodge is reckless and just playing to the masses who obviously think avoiding an exam is a good solution. Students need to continue working and need the seriousness of sitting an exam to ensure they achieve their best and learn this life skill. Just coming back to the point that Anne Pickett made, Timmy Dooley, that you know, raising this causes further anxiety. The prospect that things are going to change is raised by you, somebody who is in the party of the minister. And people, you know, will take this very seriously, what you're saying, that this is coming down the tracks for them.
With respect, I didn't pick this from the air. I'm responding to a very considerable amount of contact that I've had from students and parents. I'm reflecting their views. I think that's the essence of democracy. There tends to be an approach now by some, if they don't like what others raise, then you attack the person that's effectively bringing or carrying the message. I don't think that's helpful in terms of public discourse or public debate, quite frankly.
Okay, and Anne, to come back to you, we have a listener who would like to know what the ASTI's position now is today regarding special education. Do you have an update for us on that?
Of course, we want to see all children back in school, and we are certainly concerned about special needs children. As soon as it's possible, teachers will return to school when it's safe. If you don't mind, I'd like to come back in again about the Leaving Cert, because I don't know if people know, but there have been alternative arrangements organised. There is a booklet called Assessment Arrangements that shows modifications that have been made for next year's Leaving Cert, which does give other choices. And also in relation to project work, and project work has been adjusted as well in light of the problem we find ourselves in. And there are several problems with calculated grades. No set marking scheme, no guidelines. Some children marked on blank projects last year, so others marked on full projects. It put teachers in a very vulnerable position. There were so many problems during the course of calculated grades. I think it's better if we can at all commit to the ideal of the Leaving Cert this year for everybody.
Yeah, but I suppose if you have some schools who now are not even doing the mocks, which are crucial, if you think back to your time as a student, doing that mock exam is a really important part of the Leaving Cert jigsaw. And if they're gone in some schools already, I mean, that just sets you on a really difficult path if you're heading towards an official state exam in the summer.
I think they might be gone to save time, but that doesn't mean that students can't go and do parts of the exam that will be corrected, so they'll have an idea of time-wise and where they stand. It will save a few weeks' work. I certainly think that it's possible to move on and do this properly. It's better than what happened last year. Students should be back, schools should work, and there's no reason at all why everybody can't commit to a Leaving Cert this year.
Well, some people agree with Senator Timmy Dooley. Joe says the government should grasp this simple fact that you can't please all of the people all the time and take the hard decision. And the problem is, Anne, if we get down the line, you know, very close to the date, perhaps around Easter or beyond, and the decision has to be taken then, it'll be far more difficult for the students involved.
Well, whatever happens, if there's going to be pressure on students anyway. Because if the exam itself is cancelled, then what are teachers going to do? They're going to mark students on their work and their coursework. So everything the students do, be it homework, every piece of work they do in class, every test they do, they will be under tremendous pressure anyway, as will teachers.
Okay, Anne, we'll let you go. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Anne Pickett from the ASTI. Timmy Dooley, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about another issue that arose at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night. Your senator colleagues have been returned to the parliamentary party that after the golf dinner controversy last summer. So Neil Blaney, Paul Daly and Aidan Davitt. How do you feel about that? Do you welcome them back?
I do. They're good colleagues. They've worked hard. They made a very serious mistake. They have atoned for it. They expressed their sorrow at the time in a very upfront and frank way. And I think we have to move on. Reality is we all make mistakes. And I think there's no doubt that they're exceptionally hardworking members of the Senate and of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party. And I think they have put their hands up. They've served their time. And
I think people eyebrows were raised about the timing of this, because Fine Gael did exactly the same thing this week. In the week when the Mother and Baby Commission report was published, a really big week for so many people in this country, and it just felt like a week to hide this news. What do you say to that? And was it a coordinated situation with your colleagues in government, Fine Gael?
I don't know about that, because that obviously would be something that would have been discussed between, if it was ever discussed between the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, I would say highly unlikely. I would make two points to counter that, Claire. First of all, the Taoiseach did in pre-Christmas briefings to the media indicate that it was his intention for the next term, i.e. the term we're now in, that the three gentlemen concerned would be accommodated back into the parliamentary party. That would be his suggestion. It is the first week of this parliamentary session. It happens to coincide with the very traumatic issue that you talk about, but it certainly isn't hiding the fact we're on national radio now, Claire. You have, as you well know, a phenomenal TAM rating. So it's been discussed in an open forum. It was made public, so I don't think there was any attempt to hide it in any way. The discussion around that particular event was given plenty of airtime at the time. It was thrashed out and well discussed, and the lads concerned suffered a very considerable amount of a public backlash based on what they have told me. So I don't think there is anyone shirking the responsibility at all, and certainly not the three senators.
Senator Timmy Dooley, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. We'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.